hold.
M4WHM. How you doing, Tom?
Jim, N0TR.
Oh, we'd be doing fine. We're just, well, Bernice is hacking here some. But, we are just leaving the daughters after a big, beautiful Thanksgiving meal. How's your day?
Well, had a good lunch and just sitting at my desk playing with the radio for a little bit, checking my SWR on the antennas and tinkering around.
Haven't heard you in quite a while.
You're scarce, but I've heard you on there a couple times, but you were always deep in conversation, so I didn't want to interrupt, and then by the time I could get to you, you were gone, so I heard you and Jerry talking a couple, 3 days ago, and they enjoyed listening in on that. Seems like things are going okay. Heard you had been a little sick recently, but other than that, things seem to be okay.
Well, my neighbor was down there fishing around you the other day and caught a bunch of blue cat down there and brought us over some, a big bag of it, fillets. Wow, I believe that's the best eating. That's even better than channel cat, I think.
No doubt. And glad he caught some. Can't complain there at all.
Corrected me. He was over towards, was it Columbia or Myrtle Beach, Bernice? I don't know. But it wasn't down there where you told me about, south of Hartwell on that lake. Nonetheless, the fish were just as good. Guys, we had a big feast frying and the kids were all over and really enjoyed it. Well, since we've been down there just eating dinner, we went down there at 2 o'clock for the meal, and Bernice cooked a whole bunch of things and unloaded that, but it seems colder out here now. It's 61, but I guess it's because it's so dang cloudy. And like you said, Bernice and I have both had colds. Mine's about over with. She's still hacking a little, but not bad. And I had a tree taken down out in the front yard, and I wanted to go out there and remove that mulch before it rained. I fertilized the lawn yesterday evening, and I wanted to get that out of there where they chewed the stump up. But it's a little bit on the cold side for me outside.
Today, I'd hope for a little better weather, but it'll have to suffice. Well, I'm sorry to hear y'all still getting over the colds. That's no fun at all. We've been lucky and blessed. We hadn't caught anything that's been going around, but we don't get around too many folks, or at least Jana doesn't. And I try to watch myself at work, but I'm sure it'll come eventually. But you need to stay sick longer, Tom. You don't need to let Bernice be the one getting sick.
Violent she is. She beat it out of me. I got an antibiotic, and I think that helped, but it was going into my chest. But you been doing any radio? Is that old junk radio still working, I sold you?
Still doing fine. I was on it a little bit ago and made a couple of contacts, some people doing POTA, and talked to Alabama and Florida, and tried to talk to some guy up in Maine, but I just couldn't quite get him. So it's still working great. I was unhooked the antennas and checked the SWR on them there. It's still doing good, about 1.2, so on 20 meters, and about 1.3 on 40 meters, so can't complain there. It's still doing extremely well. I love it.
Well, good. That makes me feel good. This N0TR had me worried there at first, but you had the button fever. You got that straightened out. I knew you would. My guys, the kind of things you do, just took a little figuring out. But yeah, I love my 590 SG. It it's just great. But as far as capabilities and all go, I don't think you can beat the 590 series, period. But I had a real nice conversation the other night. I've been trying to get on and just do a conversational CW a little bit, because normally you don't, and you just maybe talk a few lines and that's the end of it. And there was a real nice guy on 160 meters. I seen it on the bandscope, and I just clicked on it. And the radio went there, and I tuned it in on my new, I got a 160 meter vertical up. And boy, I didn't know what I tackled there. And he started to tell me about his whole history of being an airline pilot and for Delta for 37 years. And my poor arm was wore out. But, and then I did one the next night. That was on 160. I did one the next night on 30 meters. So I'm going to try to keep practicing that now and then and do some conversational stuff, because if I don't, old Jim up here, I'm trying to, K04LAO, he gets on there and practices conversational CW with NY4GREL every morning real early. I won't get up that early, so I don't get in on it. But heck, you'll be catching up with this old man. I can't have that. This is in zero TR.
Jim, yeah, the things are things are always interesting when you start playing around with the radio. It's like a hole in time. You sit down, and the next thing you know, an hour's gone by, and then two if you're not careful. And if you talk for 24 minutes on CW, I'm sure your wrist and arm, forearm was tired. But it sounded like it was fun. So glad it was.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, and I hope I meet him again down there. He was way down at the bottom, 1.802 megahertz. But, I got a guy on my bumper back here, and he's driving a Buick. Yeah, beware, it's a Buick. But at any rate, that was fun, and, I've made some DX contacts lately, but I'm very happy with that 160 vertical. Chad Kimore helped me put the first one up, and I didn't have, if you ever do any more wire antennas, get that 513 Silky, I think they call it, from HRO. It's 7-strand, it's insulated, and it's copper-clad steel, and it's just tougher than a boot. And N4IQ had cued me in on that. But they didn't have any. I couldn't find any. A wireman didn't have it. And I checked all over. And finally, I did find a roll of it down at HRO. And man, MD7J, he had a tree fall on his. And he says, "Tom, it just kind of bent the wire down a little bit." He said, "I cut the tree down, the wire went right back up." So I highly recommend that, Bill, if you ever put up any more.
That off-center dipole I put up is still doing well, and I've got a second antenna I'm playing with, one a friend made me, and it's just for 20 and 40 meters, but I've been playing with it, checking it out, making sure it'll run 100 watts without running up to SWR. He's been doing QRP antennas and finally made some at 100 watts and wanted me to test them, so I've been helping him with that, but it's just an inverted V on a push-up pole, but it does pretty good. It's amazing what you can do with a little piece of wire in one of these radios, that's for sure. M4WHM.
To me, Bill, it really is. That other, it looked like mid-welding wire. It was 22-gauge, copper-clad steel. But the first little bit of wind we got, it broke. But I've heard guys that's had it up for years. But that 513 Silky or whatever they call it, and they call it by a different name at HRO. But if you ever want to know, just text me and I'll send you. I kept the invoice on it. I'll send you the numbers. And It's a seven strand, and it's copper clad steel, and it's got black insulation on it. I used to just make mine out of number 14 or number 12 THXN, like you go down to Lowe's and buy, and it worked just fine. And it lasted quite a while, but this other stuff, I don't think you'd ever have to replace it, Bill.
Seven strand, that copper clad steel, it ought to last a lifetime for sure. I don't see how you couldn't, how you could wear it out, to tell you the truth. But, yeah, it's amazing. I was watching a thing on YouTube. I don't know how true it is. This guy swore he was tuning a saxophone and talking on it. I couldn't believe it, but I saw it, but I think it was real. M4WHM.
Yeah, and I've heard guys that were in these housing developments that use their guttering on their house for it and such. So it's possible, you know, but it still wouldn't be as good as the originals. Well, this one's got what they call a folded counterpoise, and there are three 4x4s that are 12 foot long, and they're down in concrete, and so there's 10 foot sticking up, Bill, and then you run wires back and forth on it, 33 feet apart on three of those poles, and that is just copper clad steel. I didn't change it out, and it goes to one side of an isolation transformer that looks very much like a Ballon on the outside. Of course, it's just a plastic box from Wire Design, I think is the name of it, or Ballon Design. And then the other side of it, on the other stud, you hook that up to your inverted L, and it just goes up the tree and hangs a 90-degree turn. I think it turned out somewhere north of 129 feet long, but you can't hardly even see it up there if you didn't know it was there. Then I have the super loop, which is about 100 foot long, and then I have the 160-meter Carolina Wyndham, and it's 265 feet long. And I switch between them, and I talked to a gentleman in Georgia the other day, and that old boy had two airplanes, a helicopter, and two motorcycles, and a big boat. I saw that on QRZ. What a nice guy. And his was conversational and lasted quite a while. Really nice. You meet a lot of nice people on CW there if you look for it. I'd just been doing DX, so I hadn't really looked for it that hard. I know primarily where they operate at. But at any rate, it was fun. But he gave me 25 over 9 on big antenna on the Carolina Wyndham, and I think 20 over 9 on the 160-meter vertical, so basically the same. I can't remember the name of that town over there in Georgia, but I'm sure you would know. I'd have to look at my log. Overland, Georgia or something. It was south of Atlanta, anyways. And really enjoyed that. And I remember, I think it was him, I'm not sure, or the other one, had been a pilot for 37 years for Delta.
Repeater, time out, exit. Repeater, time out, clear.
Zero TR, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I think the repeater timed out on you and got the end of that, but that sounds interesting. The lots of good stuff with antennas, that's for sure. I've been hearing people doing radio checks and different things today on 2 meter on some of the Georgia stations, and evidently people are getting new radios or just getting license one. So Always somebody getting on the air. That's a good thing. M4WHM.
Sorry about that, Neil. Yeah, I was going to say that gentleman was 62 years old and still riding motorcycles and that. My neighbor, he got the fever the other day. He went out and bought a 1200cc BMW horizontally apart Suzuki. And they're starting to ride motorcycles now, and he's 55 years old. And I kind of hated to see that, but I can understand him wanting to do it. I love motorcycles, but down here it's an awfully dangerous thing. So when I worked in the hospital my last year before I retired, we called them donor cycles, and that wasn't too far off. Down here, they kill a couple of motorcyclists a week, and I don't think most of the time it's the motorcyclist's fault. I think they just don't see them, Bill.
Fortunately, there are a lot of motorcycle wrecks, and I don't know whether it's attributed to not wearing a helmet, that there are so many fatalities, or whether it's just that dangerous when you get hit. I've never ridden a motorcycle on the road. I had a dirt bike growing up, but I don't know. It's a mess. But yeah, I get the Greenville News, and it seems like every week, like I say, you hear of at least one unfortunate accident. And I don't know. I'm too risk averse to get on one. I'm clumsy enough on four wheels, much less two.
Days riding bikes are over with. I'm just not able anymore. But you know, you brought that to mind. I know Tim's got a full face helmet and he's wearing a leather jacket anyway, so that's smart. And it looks like a really nice helmet. I like the bells. But most of the older folks that ride these Harleys, I'd say 80-85% of them, you see riding around up and down Wade Hampton and everything, they have no protective gear on, especially not a helmet. And that's just, it's bad enough to go down, but without a helmet, it's suicide, man. Helmets are for people with brains to protect, is what we always used to say. But at any rate, I think people that do use the appropriate safety gear have a great deal better chance of surviving a crash.
Seems to make the most sense, but I guess if people want to ride without them, they're free to do so. So it's just whatever tickles them, tickles their fancy. At any rate, we had a young lady here in Hart County, door come open on a side-by-side. She was going down the road and fell out, and she was life-flighted to Greenville, and the neurosurgeon has told the family that he doesn't hold any hope for her. So you hit the pavement going 20-30 miles an hour, it's a bad thing, no matter whether you're on two wheels or four wheels. They said the door come open, and her daughter was behind her, and another one said the door flew open and she saw mom reach out to grab it, and when she did, she just tumbled right on out. So, sad situation. She's a young lady with two daughters, I think 12 and 11, something like that. So, hard times, no doubt.
Oh, was that in one of those ATVs, Bill?
It was ATV four wheel, got the little cabin doors on them, or open cab, and little half doors, rather. Doors sort of remind you of the soft doors on a Jeep. And, but, yeah, it was, the way they talk, she was running about 25 miles an hour, and when she come out, she hit right on her head, and it got a lot of brain trauma and swelling, and that's really the only injury she had. So, just an unfortunate accident. M4WHM.
I mean, the old days, when I rode, they said if you hit a telephone pole, even with a helmet on, 10 mile an hour, you were going. And I can just about visualize that. I've went down on the concrete a couple of times. But every time I did except one, I deserved it. I was screwing around, and it didn't bother me very much. I scratched up my helmet a little. But I wore a helmet when I was riding Cushman Eagle scooters. I looked a little out of place, but I had a leather jacket and a half-bell helmet. It used to be the Harley riders used those half helmets a lot, but I don't see it much anymore. But at any rate, we wish them the best, and God, I hope my neighbor stays safe on that thing. And I envy him. I'd like to be able to ride, but Bernie's telling him what you told me.
I told him I'd give him a divorce if he got one.
So I guess that kind of lowered my chances of ever having one, Bill. After 54 years. Anyway, it's climbing up here. Get ready for a rain, buddy. Good for you to get on here. I really missed talking to you, Bill. I send you things once in a while via the email. 73's Bill. We're at home. We've got to unload all these goodies. N4WHM in 0OTR. Have a good day.
Denise, have a great day. And just sit back and relax after you get unloaded there. It's great to talk to you. Been missing it myself. So we'll talk again soon. And I always enjoy those emails. Make me laugh. M4WHM, I'm clear.